Hallelujah. 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 We will walk in the shadow of the Almighty. Let us bow our hearts unto Almighty Yah. For this day is the excellent day that you have granted unto us all. It is the spirit of our Abba. We come to hear from the Shemayam, that you may speak to Yisrael and speak to the house of your people, that we may understand all things that you have commanded unto us. We pray that you will give us strength tonight and give us reassurance with great confidence. And you touch the love of your people mightily in this house, and those scattered many nations around the world. We do pray for their strength in this tikvah, the hope, in Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray that you will touch mightily tonight. We pray for Brother Dolphus that you would touch him, Almighty Yah. We know that you are a healer. We trust you. And you'll make known your healing power in the midst of this house. We believe you for the mighty healing. It is not miraculous with you. It is just the works of your hands. And so we bless you for that. As we thank you for Pastor Aji there in Ghana, as we were able to hear from him today. The fellowship of the Kiroshans there, as they are gathered there in the Sukkoth, as they have come from many parts of Ghana, traveling by buses and modes of transportation that we will not consider fit today in this nation. And yet because they have a pressing desire and a love for your truth, they have come from many parts of that nation to be there with the brethren. As you commanded all Israel this time of the year, that all men would come to Jerusalem. And they shall sit and dine in fellowship and sleep in the Sukkoth with each other. And this is a generation that is very evil and sadistic and vile, has no compassion for the things of Yahweh. So we pray for our precious pastor, Elder Martin there in Kenya, as they gather, and Pastor Babu in India. We pray for them, strengthen them all. Now, Yahweh, we do pray that you will meet every need. We will do all that you grant unto us to be a blessing to those brothers in the labor of love. We trust you for the Teshua, the Yahshua. We ask all things in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless you, we praise you forevermore. And the people of Yah said hallelujah. 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 May the And shalom of Yahweh rest upon you all. So we gather here again in this Beit to hear from the Shemai hands of our Abba. There was one that wrote me a letter today and said that Yah is upset with me and that he will cause me to lose my voice. Now the reason he says that is because I deal with the corruption and the vile nature of his own wickedness. He writes that. Another writes and says, what truth that Yah would send by his messenger, David Roberts. Now which witness do I believe? The one that says that I will lose my voice. He sits there and he has never been compelled to sin one dime. The one that tells me that Yahweh has blessed once again richly by his servant, the messenger, David Roberts. He has very little. He struggles. But he has sent a tremendous offering, he and his wife. So which voice would I respect? You see, the one that wrote that, he has lost his voice. He has no spirit of emet to stand up against the vileness of darkness. He is a man that is consumed by his own depravity and his own sin. And so either he speaks with the voice of a prophet prophetically, or he is a liar and he is deceived. Now, if I do not lose my voice, he is a corrupt child of darkness. I want to say that this generation is one that is very apologetic. You cannot say anything that one perceives that it offends them. And so you have to walk with this passiveness. You have to be very careful. I will not. Yahweh says, cry aloud. Tell my people their sins. When they transgress against Torah, you tell them. He tells me that I should not use the words that the world use, like whore and faggot, where those are proper enunciation of the vernacular in the English vernacular. A whore is one that walks in promiscuity. She has gone beyond the moral laws of Yah. She has had an engagement in sexual activities outside of marriage. I don't care if it's the same man or one man. She is still a whore. Bottom line, when one goes outside of the parameter of marriage and engage in any kind of promiscuity, that one commits the sin of whoredom. So if a woman goes outside of marriage, she is not married, she has a sexual relationship with a man, he is not her husband, then she practices the form of whoredom. Anytime you leave your love for some vile spirit that cannot give you strength of life, then you practice whoredom. And that is what a whore is. She sells herself for her own pleasures. There are those that will sell themselves for financial rewards to satisfy their own lusts and their greed. And a homosexual is what Shaul calls an effeminate man. One that is soft. He's homosexual. He is a pervert. And he has not the strength of Yah. It is something how these men that he literally said to me, that there was a woman there that was going to start an assembly of Yahweh. And I warned the man, the woman has no authority. She has no rights to instruct the men of Almighty Yahweh. It produces this effeminate soul spirit in men when they sit under the authority of a woman when she gives them mandates and commands. HaMashiach is the head of all men, not a woman. Yeshua, HaMashiach, is the head of men or man. Man is the head of woman. So if I lose my voice and what he is saying, don't speak those things that offend me. Don't speak like that because it is an offense to what I do. My actions, my attitude, and my personality. This is a very weak and a very effeminate generation today. The men have lost the power of the authority of their headship. They have not given their lives totally over unto Almighty Yahweh, and HaMashiach has no significance in their lives. So this child of hell, what he is a pervert, and he will sit there and listen. He said, I will read you all these things. Let me endeavor into this message. That I began on this week as we began this Sukkoth. It's amazing that in this nation, one that is powerful as the descriptive superlatives would identify her, and she has what we call the most profound form of government there is, in her democracy and her capitalist system, yet she is the most depraved nation upon the face of the earth. Because what that has done, it has opened the gates to every vile thing there is. America is depraved. She is the most anemic people upon the face of the earth. You find brothers and sisters in Ghana that would travel 400-500 miles, and it would take them days, multiple days, to get there. And yet they have a commitment and a solidarity like no other. And yet they do not have the things that a capitalist power offers unto them. They may have to walk for miles to catch the next bus. I've said to you that Elder Martin in Kenya, he has to travel 500 miles to get the offerings that we send to him. Do you understand that? He has to go as far as here and beyond Montgomery, Alabama, and then he must make the return trip home. But it's worth every dime that he spends to go there to retrieve that offering. In this capitalist system, it has broken the spirit of man. That is the power of many, many. These gods and these gods of fortune, and they offer their drink offerings unto the powers of hell. And there is no strength. We are the most sickly nation upon the face of the earth, and we have the best government. That is what they say. We have the greatest riches. We are the most sickly people. We are probably the most illiterate people comparative to the population of other nations. We are the most illiterate people upon the face of the earth. And yet we say we walk in our grandeur and our splendor. Our homes, our marriages are destroyed. There's no solidarity among those that call themselves brothers and sisters. And yet we find in nations whereby they are run by a totalitarianism. Governments that rule with a strong hand. Governments that confines them to a certain lifestyle, and there is no way out of the lifestyle. And yet they have a liberty that is far greater than the liberties that are offered in this system that we call democracy, and the one that we call a capitalist power to produce riches. They have tried to, and they have done it. They have unseated the very place of Almighty Yahweh. And the mind of man is not concerned with the jewels and the profound things of Almighty Yah. Our minds are consumed with what this capitalist system offers. And it only offers things to appease the corrupt nature of man. This voodoo power that deceives them to think they have riches. And to think they possess things and they possess nothing. We ought to possess our soul, our being, in the fear of Almighty Yahweh. That is the only thing we possess as our souls, brothers and sisters. We have the power to dictate by the commands of Yah to our being what path to follow, what road to embark upon, that in all things we may please Him. This nation is going to fall. And what Yahweh does, He wants Israel in this house. He says, in this nation, there is a remnant of Israel. And He speaks only to one Israel. I want to say that these people think that everyone is going to be saved or delivered. They're dying by the thousands there in Iraq. And they're committed to the Shiite religion. They're committed to the Sunni religion. They're dying by the tens of thousands every day in India. And they die in their Hindu paganism. They got America and their Christendom and their religious practices. And this world today think that everyone is going to enter into the kingdom. It's not so. The love of Yahweh has been profoundly shown unto man. For Yah loved His creation. For Yahweh so loved the Olam. He loved everything He had done. He knew was right and perfect. That He gave His only begotten from His bosom, HaMashiach. Yahweh's heart was saddened to see what things He had created and the very foundness and nature of man. What they have taken a beautiful oasis and turned it into a dark thing. And that is what we do with our lives when we began to turn away from the truth of Almighty Yah. And the prophet Zephaniah, he speaks again. I want you to hear this, brothers and sisters. As he speaks unto Yisrael, unto Yahuda, as he warns them. He says here in Zephaniah chapter 2. I want to begin there in verse 2. He says, I want to tell you that there's a great day of Almighty Yahweh. And he said, there's a great day of Yahshua's return too. And not only that, but there's a period of time immediately after return that we're going to see the great hand of Yahweh. Before that day, the great hand of Yahweh upon the wicked and those that reject Almighty Yah. He says, before the decree brings forth, before the day pass as the shaft before the fierce anger of Almighty Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Seek you Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, who have done His mitzvah, His judgment. He warns us to seek Him. Now that is not the strength of this system of the God Gad Mene and the God of Fortune. This voodoo spirit. He said, all you that seek or have done His mitzvah, His judgment. He said, you must seek Yahweh, you meek of the earth, who has done His mitzvah of His Torah. You that seek the tzedakah, the righteousness, seek meekness. It may be that you will be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Now do you hear that? Yahweh say, you that seek My judgments. And that is what this nation, we that are here, we need. The judgment of Almighty Yahweh. Because there's no corruption in your life without judgment. And this is a nation that despises it. And so the God of fortune speaks unto you. This power of democracy. And say to you, you're your own. You have your right to your own opinion. And that is all an opinion is. It is a form of judgment. You have made an assessment and a judgment upon a thing. So I make my own assessment, my own judgment. I have my own right to judge. But He tells us we that seek His judgment, His mitzvah, not our judgment, not what we perceive to be right, not what we think that is right. But those that seek the mitzvah of Almighty Yahweh, we must seek the judgment of Yahweh in His Torah. We must seek the correction of Yah in His Torah. We must seek the instructions of Yah in His Torah. And this nation is not seeking the judgments of Almighty Yahweh. It is not seeking the instructions of Yahweh. It has a great compulsion for the things of this system that captivates their minds. They want to serve the God, the Gad of this world. They love their fortunes. They love their pseudo riches that takes their minds away from any kind of love of truth of the Torah of Almighty Yah. And we see the nation, the people, We see Christendom and religion, it has removed the mind away from the Mishpah, the judgment of the Torah. We don't even want those things to be spoken today. It is a generation that doesn't want to hear about the anger of Yah. It doesn't want to know about the judgment of Almighty Yahweh. And this is the power of the Spirit to captivate the mind of man. To remove it away from His truth. That there is no thought that He is going to bring judgment. That there is no thought that He's going to bring His terror, His anger upon this earth. And so what it has done, it has soothed the mind of this corrupt generation. It tells them that they're going to be caught away. That there's going to be a false rapture. That they're going to be removed off of the earth. And He's going to destroy those that are left. So they have this false security. Yahweh says to Israel, you better seek my mishpah, my judgment. And you better do it with meekness, Israel. This system today brings about this hubris attitude. The people that they are arrogant, they're full of pride. Pride goes before fall and haughtiness before destructions come to a people and a nation. This is a haughty nation. It's one full of pride. It is hubris. It lifts up itself. It is own strength. And it is not the strength of Almighty Yah. You must understand that Nimrod, this revolter, when they began to build the Tower of Babel, they said, we must do this. And there was only one purpose they wanted to build it. That we may make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered, and no one remembers us anymore. They did it to establish their name, their God, their Minhai, their God of fortune, that they would gloat and revel at what things that they had accomplished. Does not the Spirit today teach us that? Is that not what democracy does? It is one of individuality and pride. It is not one built upon the judgment of Almighty Yahweh. Man today doesn't want the mishpats of Yah. He doesn't want to walk in the meekness of Almighty Yahweh. Zephaniah speaks unto Israel. He did not speak unto the Amorites or the Hittites. He spoke to Israel, Yehudah, and the remnant of Israel that you prepare. For there's a day of great wrath. For there's a time of such terror. Unless Yahweh hides you in Him, you are going to be consumed. The democracy power is not going to protect anyone. And what democracy says today, the power of this false God, this good of fortune, it says to the nations that once you consider this spirit, you will have protection. Our protection is in Yahweh. There's no protection outside of Almighty Yahweh. You allow this power, this strength, to be established in your nation, and there shall be riches for the people. Well, how rich are we in this nation? What are our riches based upon? We work more than anyone as far as trying to maintain a certain lifestyle. We have no time for Yahweh. And yet those that are in poor countries, they have time for Yahweh. Yet they work hours that are much more grueling than your hours of labor. And yet they will take time for Almighty Yahweh. What this Spirit has done, it has confused the lives of the people. It has captivated the people. It has brought them under a great captivity of bondage. It has brought them under a great captivity of things that they perceive, they see, the lust of their eyes, the lust of their flesh, and it produced this pride of life, which is not of Almighty Yahweh. That is all the power of this capitalist, this Gad, the Spirit of Gad has produced in any nation. That's all it does. When a man begins to rise up in his perceived fortunes, he began to develop this hubris attitude. He becomes very arrogant. He is filled with pride. He is haughty. He lifts himself up above everyone. And Yahweh says he gives a clarion call unto Israel. He said the day is coming that there shall be a great judgment in the earth. There shall be dearth in the earth. There shall be death. And it shall be filled with death. And yet there's no hope for Israel, you that are hid in me. There's a promise of hope by my immutable, too immutable thing by my promises and my tikva, that you may have great confidence in me, that you will have my protection. And our protection is not under democracy. It is not the capitalist power that gives us protection. It robs from us. It destroys our ability to love. It destroys our sensitivity. It destroys our ability to be compassionate. It destroys the ability to consider. It does all of that. It doesn't give us any strength at all, brothers and sisters. And we can judge our own lives and see what things that are literally lacking from our lives. Because we have been brought up under a false illusion. And it is the power of the towers that rise up prominent throughout the world. And these towers are nothing else than the capitalist power that captivates the minds of the people to be driven after the things that Shatan offered unto Yahshua HaMashiach. He offered him the things of the earth, the world, the riches, the splendor of this earth. And that is what this mind of the spirit of the power of God does to a nation. And this fortune won this Minai, says she will bring fortune in her democracy, her liberation, for you to think and to act like me. And Shatan says, the day you defy Yahweh, you will become as God. You'll become as Minai. You will have your own power of diplomacy. You can speak to Yahweh any way you want to. You will tell Yah what you are going to do. You will instruct him and not him instructing you. And that's the mind of this nation today. It is not going to be judged. It is not going to receive any kind of judgment. You think of your own self and some of the things that you have resented. When Yahweh brought any form of instruction, of His judgment, His Torah, when it was made alive to you, when it brought that thing that was in you that was corrupt, when it brought it forth, that it would shine, that you would realize what it was, you could see the intensity and the wickedness of the thing that was in you. We reject that, we rebel against that, we fight against that. That is the power of these towering powers that rules in the nations of the world. And no nation is recognized without falling obedience unto the powers, the towers of strength, the strong ruling powers. And that is what these towers represent. That is what Zephaniah talks about, these ruling powers of strength. And there is no power like the strength of capitalism. And there is no government with the strength of democracy. It spreads its tentacles throughout the whole world. Every nation is captivated by it. But they're not captivated by Torah, the teaching of Yahweh. They are not consumed with the hope of Yahshua. Because their fortunes are not in HaMashiach, but it's in the strength of this corrupt system that brings this twisted mindset upon a people. And the reason their minds are twisted because of this voodoo power. And that is what a shaman is able to do. He is able by the power of voodoo to call the gods and the spirits to alter your conscience. They alter your conscience every day. How to act and how to react. They have one of the most powerful tools upon the face of the earth to spread their tentacles. It is the thing that we know as the tell of vision. It shows you a vision of such corruption and vileness. And that thing is imprinted in your mind. And it controls every aspect of your life. Shatan has been powerful in that avenue and using that power of media to control the masses of the world. I said to you when I went to Africa, there in Nukura, a people that were poor, a people that had nothing. You could see the waste, the sewage waste, raw sewage, right there on the grounds. No systems of controlling the sewage or fresh waters. You turn the faucet on, You may have a dead frog, or the water comes out black, black as oil, but they have that and nothing else. All kinds of animal life may be in the water, in the system. The sewer lines, they break open, and wherever they break the sewage, just spew there for days and months. In the midst of that, there's all kinds of diseases and bacteria and sickness that come forth out of that. The babies play in that, and the dust that blows from that create diseases and sickness. But there was one thing that was so amazing as you travel through the city. These poor huts, tin huts with nothing, they all had antennas there. They all had antennas on their places. Very little electricity. Very little at times. No stoves, no running water. But yet, somehow in the midst of all of that debacle of poverty, they were able to purchase televisions. They were able to get an antenna. Don't you know that that is esteemed among the world? It is an abomination. It's a vile thing unto Yahweh. These men today, their minds are so corrupt, it all came from under the power of democracy. They began to produce televisions in 1942 here in this nation. You saw the whole face of a nation began to change. And they have imported and exported this filth throughout the entire world. And it controls the minds of the masses, of the people. It calls your sons and daughters, their minds to be bewitched. And that voodoo power to make them act like they are inhuman. They have no sensitivity. They don't even know what love is. And this all has come under the arm of democracy and the power of capitalism to change the course of things, to cause you to lust, to cause you to be unsatiable. You cannot be you're unsatisfied, unsatiable. You cannot be satisfied with anything. This is the power that rule of the earth today. Man is not satisfied with Yahweh's truth. And David said, feed me until I want no more. He said, feed me truth. Feed me your word, Yahweh. Feed me your counsel. And what these powers that be, they feed you things that destroy your mind and to destroy your thought process, whereby you have no control at all. Don't tell me you have your opinion or you have some control. Your opinion has been formed by this power and the powers that be. Don't tell me your emotions are based upon what they impart into you to create some superficial emotion. It's not the express power, the fruit of Yahweh. It has not come from the fruit of the Ruah. It has come by this contorting and twisting of your mind through the power of voodoo. And that's all it is. It is the voodoo power. It brings voodoo in the homes. It captivates. It takes all of your attention away from the things of Yah. There's no time for Yahweh. There's no time to love Him. There's no energy for Yahweh. But you're captivated by this thing that is produced by liars and deceivers. And all that is ordered is liars and deceivers. And yes, my friend, whores, white whores and black whores, brown whores, Jewish whores, they are there. And there's a bringing that strength and all. You tell me you're going to hang around a whore all day and that spirit is not, it doesn't begin to grab hold of you? You tell me you're going to fellowship in the midst of faggots all day long and that faggot spirit doesn't begin to grab hold of you? You sit around drunkards all day long and crackheads. You tell me all of a sudden you don't want to taste the crack? You're around those that smoke and dope all day long. You think you're going to stay pure from that? Is that so, brothers and sisters? It will captivate you. You sitting around those that smoking methamphetamine. You tell me you're not going to smoke methamphetamine. You're going to do it. I have a strong will. You have no will. You will be consumed by that. It will overtake you. You sit there, that evil thing, and it produces in you what Gad and Minai wants to be produced. It gives you a false perception of fortune. Riches. I want to be like them. Look at that one. Look at him. Look at his watch. Look at his jewelry. It's a false fortune. It's not real. And this is what is exported out of this nation. She is the Tower of Babel. The strength, the scepter of Babel is in this nation. We understand that Yah has two immutable things, His promises and His tikvah. And Jotah knew that he had to stand with the same kind of prominence, that he would establish two strengths, one of fortune and one of luck. People say you are fortunate to have that. You are lucky to get that. And that is the mindset that this power creates. Our wealth and our strength, it comes from Almighty Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Yahweh says, for you that seek my mishpah of Torah, seek tzaddik, righteousness and meekness, that it may be with you that you shall be hid in the day of Almighty Yahweh. Brothers and sisters, it is one thing that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it for safety. Now let us go back to Nimrod. They said, we shall build this tower of Babel, that we shall make a name for ourselves. I want to read that. It's in Bereshit. Hallelujah. Bereshit, Genesis 11:4. Yahweh says His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into His name, and they find safety. When they began to defy Yahweh, try to unseat Him, these are the words, this is the heart of the people that this ruthless ruler, Nimrod, rule over. Bereshit 11:4, and they said, go to, let us build us a city, look at that now, and a tower. The city of New York, one of the most prominent cities upon the face of the earth. And there we found the towers of strength that rule in the realm of commerce and power in the earth. It dictated to all nations. You say, let us build us a city, and let us build us a tower whose top may reach to the Hashemayim. And let us make us a name. Let us make us a name. Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole world. Now that is the true spirit of Nimrod. He says he's going to unseat Yah. He's going to remove you all away from His throne. The power of Yahshua HaMashiach, it has no authority today. Yahweh says, my name is a strong tower. He says, and my right arm, Yahshua is the right arm of Yahweh. He is the strong tower of Yah. And so this power of darkness, Minai, and Gad says, the fortunes, that's your strong tower. Who can touch you? When you have fortunes, you don't even die. It is one thing that what fortune does to people. It gives them this superficial idea of what life is about. They think that they're never going to die. They surround themselves with the best physicians and the best medicines. And they say, I'm not going to die. I'm going to eat and drink, and I'm going to be merry. I'm going to have much. I have much to live for. I'm wealthy. Who's going to stop me? Who can circumvent my life? Who can impede my life or the progression of my life? And Yahweh says, you're a fool. You're going to die. Now who's going to take hold to your riches? Who will own them? It is His name that is the strong tower. It is the arm of Yahweh that is the strong tower. There is the dual power of Almighty Yahweh in the witness of Yahshua HaMashiach and the power of the character of His name. And so what God and Minai has done, they have built the tower of their strength that people want to run into this nation. They don't want to run into the name. They want to leave countries and run into this nation because they say in America, she is the strong tower. We will run into America. We will have safety. She has a nuclear bomb. She has the power. She has the air power. The armies. That's the best in the world. And so they run to this place for safety. They run to this place for riches. They try to find cover in America. And there is no cover. The cover for the people of Yahweh
is in His name. We will have safety because His name is a strong power. It elevates us above all other powers of darkness. There is no force of hell that can destroy what that name represents. That name is the assurance of His power. Because He made all things. He created those things that war against us and the things that be. Yahweh created all them. So we must understand that His name, the name of Yah, is a strong tower, the name of Yahweh. And Yahshua HaMashiach, that is His right hand. When Scripture talks about the right hand of Yah, it is talking about Yahshua. He is the right hand of Yahweh. And so that is the strength of Israel. We have a tower that we can hide ourselves in. We can get above the fray of everything. Democracy, you cannot get above the fray. Capitalism brings you down to a piece of meat. Cause you to act in a form that is so beastly, so satanic, so unnatural, and so unreal. They are running into this nation. We see the influx of illegals out of Mexico. They are running because they say America has a strong tower. Her towers are strong. She has democracy. She has capitalism. And every man can be rich. You can be wealthy. You can have much. And Yahweh says, I'm able to give you wealth. I'm able to give you health. And all that comes from me. Because He owns it. Democracy, capitalism, we own it. Yahweh is going to bring it down to the ruins of the earth. This nation has forsaken everything that is pure and right. There's nothing truthful today in this nation that is so corrupt because it has forsaken Almighty Yahweh. It has rejected Him. It has destroyed or tried to destroy the integrity of the things of Almighty Yahweh. I'm going to drop, I want you to hear this. Turn quickly. I'm going to go back to Zephaniah, but Scripture says in Gilead, Revelation chapter 14. Revelation 14, verse 6. Yochanan said, and I saw another Melech fly in the midst of the Shemayim, having the everlasting message to preach to them that live upon the earth, and to every nation, and to every kindred, and to every tongue, and to every people. Now saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, and give honor to His name. For the hour of His mishpah is come, His judgment is come. And worship Him that made Hashemayim and the Olam, and the sea and the fountains of water. And it says, and there followed another Melech saying, Babylon is fallen. It is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. What nations? This fornicating spirit of America. Do you understand? A fornicator is not faithful. A fornicator cannot be faithful. She has gone to bed with every kind of strange being there is. Her strength has fallen. She has no power at all. Her wealth, it is superficial. How could she have wealth when she borrows billions of dollars every day, brothers and sisters? We are the most indebted people upon the face of the earth. We owe more money than we bring in. We are so much in debt. This nation has been given over unto the powers of Minai and Gad. To the gods, to this voodoo type spirit. We actually think we have something. And we have nothing. We don't even have very little. We have nothing at all, brothers and sisters. Babylon, the power for strength, has fallen. And her democracy, we're seeing that today in Iraq, it has fallen. Where's the strength of her democracy? Her capitalist system is not working. It's not working at all. She is bankrupt. And so Yah speaks unto His people by the messengers. Fear Him.
Seek the judgment of Yahweh, that you may be prepared and ready when the time comes. Seek Yahweh's judgment. For the messenger of Yahweh tells us to fear Him. Every nation, every people, this message, this everlasting message, and it begins with fearing Almighty Yahweh. The power of Babylon has no power at all today. She has fallen. She has become the habitation of every kind of vile, unclean thing there is. And those that walk in the spirit of Babel, your mind is overtaken by every kind of vile thing. Every kind of unclean thought courses your mind. It captivates you. It rules in your thinking and your thought process. When you revolt against Yahweh, you open yourself to the gates of the gods. And once you open yourself to the gates of the gods, they bring in every kind of vile, despicable thing there is. Our democracy, or the spirit of revolting, says, is not so. I don't believe that. But the mishpah, the judgment of Yahweh, will bring us into His truth, what Torah teaches, and we will know that these things are true. Because we reject what He commands us, what He speaks to us, and we cannot see clearly. We cannot see what He is trying to show us. Babylon, her power, her strength, it is fallen. She has committed such fornication. Her city, she has caused the nations to drink from the wrath of her fornication. What city was more perverted than New York City? Every kind of creeping thing. It's a city that the lights never go out. It's a place where darkness permeates. It is a place where every kind of fornicating, corrupt, deal-making, every kind of corrupt spirit is. The deal-making there, the democracy there, capitalism. And they serve their gods forthright. And they do it without shame. They are not afraid. They are not ashamed. And they do it. Our towers, it is the name of Yahweh. Yahshua, the right hand of Yahweh, is a strong tower. It is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. We're not going to find strength in a system that captivates us to remove the Torah of Yah that He has placed in us, written in us, that will keep us in union and in communion and fellowship with Him. Capitalists, this power, it removes that. Because the things of the world becomes a god to you. The fortune and the riches become the center thing of your life. And so everything you do is concentrated on getting and having, substance. And things that are not dual, they're false. It's like a vapor smoke. They cannot bring any eternity or any shalom or any strength at all. Yahweh is the tower of Israel. And Yahshua, this tower, He is the assurance of the house of Israel. So we run into the twin towers. We run into one Yah, one Son who He is. And He declares Himself just that, brothers and sisters. And what God says, there is a periphery of gods. You choose according to your democracy. You are demos. You are a people that rule. You rule your own mind, you rule your own love, you rule your own fortune, you rule yourself, you rule everything. It is not ruled by the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. You become the king and the ruler. You become the prima donna. It has nothing to do with any kind of mandates or dictates from the one that made you. It's what I say. We find this spirit in adolescent and the young ones. Because they say, I will rule. I will tell you what I will do to their parents. I will tell you. And brothers and sisters, when your sons and daughters began to do that, you will find their whole attitude and personality changing. Because they open the gates to the gods, their minds to every kind of vile thing and unclean thing it is. Whether you believe it or they believe it, it makes no difference at all. We're going to find out very soon, are we not? There's an appointment. And death is not going to elude you at all. Don't think that death is going to elude you. You shall die. You shall leave this realm. Turn back to Zephaniah. And this is Father reproof of Yahweh. He reproves them even more. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1. He reproves them for their sins. He says, woe to her that filthy and polluted city. To the oppressing city. My. What a city like the Twin Towers. Oppression. People labor all day to pay or to meet their menial needs. They can hardly pay their rent. It's an oppressing place. It is the very spirit of Jerusalem. It had become oppressing. And that what we call Jerusalem and that latter Palestine, it is an oppressive city. Yahweh says she obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in Yahweh, and she drew not near unto Abba Yahweh. She trusted not in Yahweh. The spirit of this nation trusts not in Yahweh. It is the spirit that obeys not the Torah of Yahweh. And everyone that is birthed in this nation, that is given over to the power that rules and the twin spirits that rule in this nation, they are subject to the powers or the power of those spirits unless they have and they were raised in a home and birthed under the very covenant of Almighty Yahweh. They have vat been clean. Their aima been clean and separated from the world whereby the Ruah of Yahweh dwells in them. Unless your children, your house, will be unclean. And because they are clean, then there is a spirit, the spirit of Yahweh's covenants with that house. That is why we find the children, their minds from birth, the wicked go astray even at birth. Their minds go astray from Almighty Yahweh. This nation, this oppressed city, and the powers that control the world. Listen, brothers and sisters. It is in the city that you call New York City. It is the financial power of the world. It is where everything branches out from. From that city. Not San Francisco. Not Los Angeles. Not Washington, D.C. All the policy is made in D.C. But everything takes place in the city of New York. She is an oppressive city. She grinds the people there. The devil of finance takes them nowhere. It grinds them. It drives them. Everything is at a fast pace. There is no sensitivity in that city. They don't speak. There is no connection in that place. There is no fervor of love. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. This is the home that is the bedrock strength of God and the bedrock strength of Minai or Mene. This is the power where she dwells, where they dwell. This is where her strength rises, and it rises from that city. That is why when the towers were brought down, that the compassion was upon New York. I want to show you something. When Tim McVeigh destroyed that mural building out there in Oklahoma, there was nothing given to those that died. There was not one penny given to those people that died out there. But yet they sent millions and billions of dollars from all over the world. From all over the world. They sent to the coffers. You look at places, organizations like the Red Cross. They received almost $1 billion just for that. Just for that. Organizations rose up out of the woodworks. And they received millions and millions of dollars. She is the most oppressive city upon the face of the earth. It drives young men and women to fortunes and to seek after God and to cry after Minai. They're driven by the fortunes. One thousand square foot house, $1 million. Yet the people are driven to have it and to buy it. They labor because this is what God desires. This is what Mina, this is what they require of the people. This is the power of capitalism and democracy. It takes all, anything that is truthful of morality out of the people. And that's what it has done. There's no morality in that city. You say that there's no one that has morality. No, that's not what I'm saying. But the foundation of that oppressive city, it is not based upon morality. It's based upon every kind of witchcraft spirit there is. Based upon every kind of voodoo power there is. There's nothing that is not permissible in that place. The people are oppressed. The sons and daughters can't walk out of the house because of drugs and gangs and violence and prostitutes. It is an oppressive place. And the same thing in the natural city we call Jerusalem. It is the very same thing today. Prostitutes and drugs, every kind of unclean thing, every kind of vile religion is in that place. In New York City, you will find every kind of religion that is represented. You find the very whorehouse of all nations. Yes, I use that expression. The whorehouse that bring every pagan worshiper there is to New York City. It is called the United Nations. It is called the United Nations. And every whorehouse, every pagan god, every spirit of Gad and Minai comes there for their gathering in that city. And from that city, the power of oppression goes out to every nation. Policies are formed. Governments and the way they operate, they're formed from that city. They're formed from that city. And so in the midst of that, the towers of her strength rise. You know that they were the towers of her strength because that was her identity. That is where her name was, in the towers, in the twin towers. Just like Nimrod, the people said, we must build us a tower that rise into the Shemayim. That we must make a name for ourselves. And believe me, New York City, the name of New York or the splendor was based upon that, those two towers. And when we saw them come down, we saw the gates of the gods of the world. They all began to assemble there in that place. And you saw leaders, you saw wealth come from all over the world for that place, for that city, and that people. They, from that city, that oppression, manipulates every government. The powerful shakers and movers of the world, the powerful organization, the Masonic, and every kind of satanic organization, they have their rights in that city. The spirit of it is one of oppression, brothers and sisters. Every kind of vile thing, the movement that the mighty makers of the world that shaped the financial destiny of nations from that city. The currency or the power currency is controlled from that city. You understand the strength of God. That is why these pagan houses, they call on God. They know not who they call on. When Yahweh brings you to the truth, you don't resist that. You don't harden your heart against it. They call upon their God, their God, and everywhere you go, you say what you will, they're all praying for fortune. They want riches. They want to be blessed. They want to have more. They're not satisfied with food. They are unthankful for raiment. They want more. They pray for a bigger house when they have a nice one. What the world will call a nice one. They have a car that is functional. It takes them back and forth. They want something that is much more grand. And they go to these synagogues of darkness and they pray to God. They pray to the God of fortune. And yet in conjunction with God, we find many that work these voodoo deals and give them these lines of credit that they pay back thousands and thousands over the price. And they work in conjunction together. And so the power of Minai says, come, I will give you that. And you literally think you have something. And it's a voodoo twisting of your own conscience to deceive you, to make you think you got something. It's not of Yahweh. These towers, the powers and the strength, they work in conjunction. You understand, they will not
deny one another. Yeshua cannot deny the Abba, and the Abba cannot deny him. The strength of Yah is revealed in Yeshua. In Yeshua, his right hand. It is revealed in HaMashiach. And we think that this is actually the hand of the Most High working. And it's just the Spirit of God in Minai working. It is something, it is a voodoo thing that they will trick someone and make them pay for a car that costs $50,000. And they finance it for 8 years and they end up paying $75,000. They actually think they have something valuable. As soon as they drive it off the lot, it has decreased in value tens of thousands of dollars. They put a man in a house and they mortgage the house for 30, 40 years. Now they go into 50 years because they say people are living longer. 7% interest. No matter $100,000 house, and he'll end up paying $500,000 for the whole house. Man making $25,000 in his whole lifetime, he may make $1 million in his life. It is the voodoo, it is the twisting of the conscience of man. It is this voodoo security, and there's no security at all. The strength of God and the might of Minai of many lies in this capitalist spirit and this power of democracy. That's where it lies. He says, it's a filthy city. She obeyed not the voice of Almighty Yahweh. She received not correction. And she did not, and she does not trust in Yahweh. And she did not draw near unto them. Yahweh saveth such that is of a broken heart, of a contrite spirit. He is near those with a broken heart. When one's love is broken, Yahweh is near that one. He saveth those that are of a contrite spirit. There's no contriteness in this nation. Democracy teaches you to be arrogant and hubris. You're full of pride. This capitalist power, because you have something that shines greater than mine. That's the strength of your identity. Yes. And so it makes you think that you have a wealth. But it is a voodoo wealth. It is superficial, brothers and sisters. It is not a real wealth. And because of that, you want your character or your name to be lifted up. Look at David Roberts. He has a 550 Mercedes-Benz. Because you want your name to be known. Just like that spirit of Nimrod, the revolter. He wanted the name, his name to be lifted up. To say, look at me. Look what we have accomplished. We have unseated the power of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what they have done. The Spirit of God. The name of Yahweh is the strong tower. It cannot be the name of some vile, filthy God. It is not a strong tower. Yahweh say, my name is a strong tower. And the Sadiqah, the righteous of Yahweh, they run into that name. They trust in that name. They call on that name. They obey that name. And in that name they find safety. We have found safety in this democracy. You go to a city that is oppressed like New York. Every house has bars on the windows. You go to the stores. Every store is gated up and barred up. They have alarms on their cars and yet they still steal them. Everything is gated up and barred up. And everything is tied down and locked up. You go to a city like Charlotte, everything there is locked up. Everything is tied down. That is the truth. And you tell me we have the most proficient government upon the face of the earth. We call democracy. They run into democracy. They run into this country for safety, and there's no safety here. It is in the name of Yahweh. That is the name of us. That is a strong tower at his right hand. The name of Yahshua. Yahshua is the right hand of Yahweh. And that right hand is pleasures of Yahweh. Pleasures evermore. Not democracy. There's no pleasures in democracy. The capitalist spirit will give you no pleasures. And the right hand of Yahweh. And the presence of Yahweh is His fullness of joy. At His right hand is Yahshua HaMashiach, that strong tower. There's where the pleasures are. There are pleasures evermore in Yahshua. Oh, taste Him and see how sweet and see how tough He is. You see the world today, they want to taste democracy. They want to taste the capitalist system. And they say, man, I got it wonderful. I got it good. I got me a house. I got money. I got me a car. I got a bank account. We taste Almighty Yahweh. Eat from His truth. And see how sweet it is. It may seem bitter. It may cut you. It may reprove you. But I tell you, when it goes down into the belly, it yields forth the shalom fruit of Yah. It brings forth peace. It may knock you down and bruise you. It may throw you down and expose your nakedness. But if you eat it, you will find a shalom in the inward part. You will find the peace of Yah. You will find the sustaining power of Almighty Yah. That's what you will find. He doesn't want you to run into the hope of democracy. He doesn't want you to run into this democracy, what we call democracy government, as a beggar for handouts. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want His assembly to be tied down to some form of ritualism by some gad and many controlling His behead. His people are free in Him, for whom Yahshua makes free is free. And we are free to worship Him, not by the stipulation of some government, not because we're looking for some tax write-offs or anything like that. To draw them under her arm, under her safety. And these whole houses today, they're all bound under the power and the strength of this capitalist system and this form of democracy. They can't do nothing unless it's government approval. Our approval comes from Almighty Yahweh. And everything that He commands us to do, these shallow laws have no restraints on us at all. They're secondary to the laws of Yahweh. We don't even have to look at these things. We do what's right. We do what's tzaddik in the sight of Almighty Yahweh. We're not going to steal and rob. We're not going to do wrong. We're not going to go out and destroy our neighbor's property, anything like that. We're going to do what's right. The spirit of democracy doesn't teach that. It tells you to do what you find proper in your own eyesight. This is by no chance what is set up in this nation and around the world. It is a thought out, careful plan. My Shaitan, he knows what he's doing. He has a season and a time, brothers and sisters. His time is short. His time is near the end. And Yahweh is going to rage with His fury. The Shemayams are going to break open. And we're going to see the very five Yahweh falling from the Shemayam. He said, they don't trust me. Look down at verse 4 of the same chapter. She says, scripture says, her nabis are wanton. When a man is wanton, he is a light man. He has no strength. He has no control. They are wanton. They are reckless. And they are treacherous persons. Her Kohen have polluted the Kodesh place. And look at this. And they have done violence to the Torah. They have done violence to the Torah. This is Zephaniah who's speaking. They have rejected Torah. Gad and Benai rejects everything that is based upon Torah truth. What Yahweh has written in our love. They have done violence. They have ostracized. They have cast it aside. Yahweh says to us, He says this, listen to this in Hosea. He said, my people, and we are the people of Yah. He said, we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected the data, the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh, I will also reject you. When He brings the knowledge and understanding to you, you don't reject it. He said, because you have rejected that, I will reject you at all. He said, you shall not be any Kohen. You shall not be a priestly people unto me. You will not bring offerings that will be acceptable unto me. Bring their drink offerings unto me now. Many. They bring their drink offerings unto this false voodoo power. That's what they do. We see this foul figure, what we call Catholicism. They call it communion, but it's not. It is a drink offering. The table is prepared once a week, all during the week.
to offer up this drink offering unto Minai. That is all it is, brothers and sisters. Has nothing to do with Yahweh. It's superficial, because the people go in there, they do their little thing, and they come out thinking they are right. They go right out, commit adultery, they steal, they rob, they cheat, and there's no city upon the face of the earth whereby it is more rapid than the oppressive city of New York, where the powers of the twin gods dwell. Where the strength of Babylon is entrenched. All day long they go in there and they take their little bread and they offer up their drink offering unto Minai. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. That is not of Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh, not at all. Nowhere in Scripture where it tells us to practice that, what they're doing. They take what they call their communion and they go out, they steal. They go to the high towers of the twin towers and they bow down in obeisance unto God, unto Minai. They will rob nations, they steal nations, they rob from people, they lie to them, they get them in the false voodoo type ventures to make them think they're going to be rich. Brothers and sisters, there are more people that lose money in that thing we call the stock market than there are that make it. The ones that make the money are the ones with the millions, and they control it. Those Wall Street lawyers make $1 million a year, $2 million. Those brokers make millions of dollars a year. Their bonuses, $300,000 or $400,000. Some of the managers make $25 million, $30 million a year. Why is that not going to the person that they're working for? It's a voodoo, it's a trick, it's a trick in the mind. So they call you and say your dividends, they're paying off. You got $100,000, you've made $12,000. And yet they have made $120,000. It's a voodoo. It plays on the conscience of man. You actually think you're getting something, you're getting nothing. And what it does, it draws you into a deeper ravine. Come on, add a little more. Put it all out there. Don't take nothing out. If Yahweh, I see, Yahshua said to the rich young ruler, sell all and give to Yah. He went away sorrowful, for the man had much. This generation is not willing to give Yahweh nothing, no love, nothing at all. His people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. They have no understanding because they rejected the knowledge. Yahweh will reject him. He says, seeing you have forgotten the Torah of Yahweh, your Abba, he says, I will forget your children. You have forgotten the Torah. You have forgotten what I've written in you. And because you've forgotten that, then your children, your sons and your daughters, when Israel forgot the Torah, what did they do with their sons and daughters? Did they not offer them up? Did they not give them to strange powers and gods unto the fires? Did they do that, brothers and sisters? He said, because you have forgotten the Torah I put in you, I've forgotten your sons and your daughters. And I'm going to give them over unto Minai and unto Gad. And they're consumed with drunkenness today, brothers and sisters. The young ones are binge drinking. The young college girls are doing such binge drinking. They're being raped, and these things are not reported. That's all they do, brothers and sisters, is binge drink. Binge drink. Get drunk. Putrefied drunk. That's all they do. Were you saying all of them, oh, that's a small fraction that do not. But the vast majority, they do. And if you go to any college and interview the vast majority, they will all will tell you within the week, within the last so many days, they have drank. They have had a relationship with a man or woman. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. It is rapid today. It is. You can't go to that oppressive city and find a pure daughter almost in the whole place. You can't even hardly go to Charlotte and find a pure daughter. One that is segregated, set apart, a minor. You say what you want to. You say what you want to. You can't only find them at all. You can't. Brother Nathan said to me, he said, Pastor Roberts, if you can find wives, if these young brothers can find wives in this nation, I would be surprised. He shall hope they can. But it's very few. You can't find it. Why? Because the spirit of this democracy and this power to captivate the minds and to draw them under this voodoo power is voodooism, brothers and sisters. They don't even know why they think the way they think. A man goes out and spends his last dime on some trinket or to change his car because the Joneses got one. He doesn't even know why he does it. His neighbor moves away and he feels less than his neighbor and he goes and tries to buy this. He's already stretched out. That's voodoo. That's voodoo power. That's voodoo. You're not dealing with the reality of nothing. So he moved from that neighborhood because his neighbor has left and he doesn't want to feel slighted or he's less than his neighbor. And he will do anything. Lie, steal, and cheat his wife. They will do anything to keep up this image of God. That's all it is, to make a name for themselves. Look at David and Jean. They living out here, $180,000 house.